My name is Lidia Voica. I work as a nurse for 18 years in different areas, but primarily on A&E, ICU and surgical wards in both NHS and private hospitals. And in my native country, I work in social area for almost 10 years, where I had a license in human rights and hold a master in social care. I used to coordinate a variety of programs and implemented different projects in social area. I came to the UK 7 years ago and presently I'm working as agency nurse on A&E.
Okay, so what's your country of origin?
My country is Romania.
Okay, so you have had a difficult time, haven't you, over the last few weeks. Can you just take us through how you began at that company, what you were doing and what happened?
In April 2021, I joined the Hinkley Point C project as onshore medic. And, you know, this project is a nuclear project run by Balfour Beatty's, and the subcontractor is DEME, a leading company in naval construction. My duties, including providing medical assistance and testing new arrivals, naval workers and office staff who were isolated in a hotel before the hotel was in is in Cardiff before joining the vessels. Also, I booked the fit to fly test for people who went back to their own countries, medical checkups, keeping a strict record and test certificate. So it was really more of an administrative job than medical, but I really enjoyed doing this, however, because I had administrative experience, as I mentioned. During my time on the project, the company's protocol states that every person would be quarantined for 7 days before joining the vessel. It didn't matter if they were coming from abroad or within the UK. Now, like practically all office staff, I had a colleague working back-to-back shifts with me. We were available 24/7 and we live in that same hotel with the isolated crew. So the rota in that time was 4 weeks on, 4 weeks off. So the first handover from my colleague, let's call her Juliet, was over the course of a few days. My room was situated opposite her room, but we also share a common wall. I was therefore surprised to frequently hear loud noises which sounded like parties being held in her room. I could also hear that she had male company most nights. However, the visitor would leave her room early the following morning. I knew that it was not my business to concern myself within this.
She's entitled to have some time off too, isn't she?
We work in that time 24/7. Yes, all of us we should have, but not partying, and because the rule in that time was zero alcohol. So
right.
How can you provide medical? Okay, this was for the staff, not for key workers. We weren't isolated, but how can you provide 24/7 medical assistance after a party full
no,
of?
No, you can't. No, okay. So can you just
whiskey?
Before you go on, can you just paint us a picture of this business? Because you're talking about it being offshore, onshore. Were you actually
yes.
offshore, and were you dealing with ship crews?
Yes. So in order to make this clear, there are two teams. The onshore team, where the office is in Barry Port and includes the onshore medic and isolated, and also includes this staff in a Barry office, and also the onshore medic in Cardiff. And the second team is the offshore team, all the staff were located on a vessel. So I work as onshore medic, yeah, not offshore, not on a vessel. However, to continue my story, I was shortly after that I got my answer, because as soon I discovered that it was our line manager, Chris Holden, who frequently spent the night in Juliet's room. So I had answered why nobody took actions after all her mistakes, losing the data, documents, and a lot of other mistakes. So also Chris Holden, my line manager, left the administrative support Sarah Neal in Barry office to manage the onshore activities, despite many complaints from the offshore team and myself. In time, she also employed her father, her daughter's boyfriend. Sarah was in relationship with one of the drivers, one of the health and safety staff, also employed his sister. So you get the picture. The entire office staff was based on sexual relations and other family relationship, with very few exceptions. So I was the outsider. I became even less likable when I started to complain about their activities, because the project itself started to become affected. Sarah Neal began sending me hurtful SMS text messages. She bullied me and she tried to embarrass me in front of other staff through the emails. So she when I complain about this behavior, she stopped for a while, but then she continued. Then when I return for the second rotation, so we used to work 4 weeks on, 4 weeks off, Chris Holden then began making sexual advances toward me.
Okay, so what did he actually do? What did he do or say?
At 10 o'clock, the Europe Championship. Do you remember the match? I don't know, a few months ago. So she asked me, she told me that she needs some tablets. They use the tablets for online induction for the crew. And I said, okay, you can come to my office to bring the tablet. And he mentioned that he watching the football. I said, okay, on the way to my room, I will bring the tablets to you. So he invited me. We had a chat. The football was finished, but the ceremony continues. So he touched me, and obviously rejected him, and then he tried to kiss me and I left the room in that time. Then the nightmare began. My nightmare started after all this. So the first thing he did was to employ a third nurse. I don't know how he justified this with his superiors as Balfour Beattie's, because everyone worked back to back. However, my first colleague, Juliet, brought her good friend. So, with 1 year experience as a nurse who was totally unsuitable for this kind of work, she was unable to take proper medical decision in an emergency, you know. Then, during my holiday, because I rented another house, I had to open my business email where I had my timesheet to prove that I was working. So, I noticed Chris Holden was housing in a hotel an infected person with COVID instead of transferring the person immediately to the safe house. We have an allocated home for this type of situation. We don't keep the infected person there because the hotel is not suitable for this. The windows are not opening, they don't have balconies. If the person is a smoker, it's can you imagine? He can't go downstairs. He can't open a window. So I call him immediately and I ask him what is going there. Oh, and he started to shout at me. And 1 week later, when I needed the email address for a recommendation in order to rent the house, I noticed he had changed the password. The password was changed only for me, not for the other two colleagues. Then another thing, following that rejection, was that Chris changed the terms of working. He told me that if I wanted to continue working, I had to choose between working 2 weeks, being off 4 weeks, or 3 weeks working and 6 weeks off. I told him it was wrong to do this. Who can afford to stay 6 weeks without money? But he stressed that if I didn't accept these conditions, I'm free to go. So I understood he was trying to get rid of me, and I accepted to work 3 weeks on, 6 weeks off. Then when I started the last rotation, the third in September, in a first day, he told me that next day I would be asked during the daily meeting if I would agree, with a shorter quarantine in the hotel, because the offshore team wanted this. I said, yes, agree, because from medical and legal point of view, they are covered. He told me he had another opinion. So yes, the result was that I was obstructed. The next day, he didn't send me the invitation for the meeting. It's a daily meeting every morning with all the managers when we discuss different problems. It was so, this shocked me. And Chris, additionally, Chris brought an administrative support for me, and I was very happy because I used to work 15, 16, sometimes 18 hours a day. Next day, I realized the catastrophe. He said, Kim Farley, a sister of health and safety staff in a Bari office, Kim Farley is my administrative boss, and I have to stay away as much as possible from the administrative duties. And she deleted important messages. She created 42 folders where she filed the emails. Even I hadn't time to read the emails, you know. So she created even a folder with my name where she filed the emails which she considered that I have to read them. So usually at 9:30 in the morning, my inbox was empty. She treated me so bossily. She frequently shouted at me. And when I complained, Chris Holden said, you need someone to be bossy with you, Lygia. And yeah, I said, really? What kind of manager you are? Anyway, Chris sent me an email to my agency and also to me about my new duties. So now I'm quitting, Tony. So pay attention, please, what he said. The medical administrator will manage the process for test, email, and general administrations. This will allow the medic to focus on the care of the passengers in quarantine, spending more time each day with the passenger to help with the mental health issues that occur when the PAX are placed into isolation. So my logical question is, do they bring mentally unstable staff who develops mental health issue during the quarantine working for a nuclear project? This was my question. How can you write something like that? I have this email. Everything ended when one morning I said, I don't need a spy in my office, after I realized that everything what I did or said in my office was reported by Kim Farley to her good friend, Sarah Neal, the admin, and to her brother. I was sent home immediately without explanation. My line manager told me he couldn't tolerate to see me anymore attacked by the staff related of working in Bari office. They paid me full, so they sent me 1 week and a half earlier. And they arranged even 2 nights in a nice hotel before going home. Because I had they said I had a long driving hours to my home. So a higher manager called me later saying they appreciate me, they value my opinions, they know I'm correct, and they are waiting for me in April for the second part of the project. I was so disappointed because the higher managers were informed about all this harassment, bullying, and sexual harassment, and they chose the easiest way. Instead to resolve the things, to take any action, they sent me home without a reason, breaching all the employment rules, all the moral or ethical values. So the question is, if at this level, the subcontractor demo company accept all of this, what's happening at the higher level?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, have you ever experienced this kind of activity, this kind of mismanagement, abuse of power within a big business before or even a small business?
No. I was so shocked because I never. I mean, I had, I met this situation, but not at this level in my country, native country. So it was one of the reasons that I left my country. I genuinely hope that UK is totally different.
So you're dealing with all sorts of nationalities in that country, in that company. What can you just take us through an idea of, you know, who was it? All British staff running your business? What was your company called? And what other nationalities were you dealing with?
So I never had problems with people from Belgium, Netherlands, Latvia. All the offshore teams supported me. And they complain about Bari office activities because they had different levels the same problems with these people are totally unprofessional, working unprofessionally, and all the people. Yes, so one of other complaints is about race discrimination, because all the people, I'm sorry to say this, but all the staff in Bari office is all the staff is English staff.
Oh, the English staff, fascinating.
It sounds to me.
I mean, this is just someone who's obviously not experienced what you've experienced, but it almost sounds like a gangster operation.
Yes, exactly. Yes, this is. So when I noticed the first actions, I called them, not the line, obviously. I couldn't complain to my line manager. Chris was one of them. The other one supported me. He tried to help me, but he hadn't enough power. The rumor said that Chris Holden is supported by a higher manager being Deme staff, but the headquarters are in Belgium, you know. So I complained to the next level, so they knew it about all of this. I started to complain in April, May, when I noticed what happened. And they, since May, they didn't take, they took just a few actions properly, you know. So when the other manager came, he tried to sort the things, but when Chris Holden came back, he destroyed everything. So, yes, looks like a scheme there. Like, in fact, the guys on the vessels, the offshore team, used to call Bari office staff Bari Mafia or Bari's clan. So I didn't know. They told me, oh, you didn't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have to laugh, but it isn't really very funny, is it? That the how are you now anyway, and how are you getting on?
Well, I told you I was shocked initially, because I didn't expect to find something like that here, and especially in a business area. I know business area. I used to work. And in my country, and here I work in private hospitals, but not being involved, I work as a nurse here in private hospitals. But I know a business world, you know. But I didn't expect all these things here, the UK. And, you know, all these things accepted and not supported, but accepted by higher managers. And when I spoke with a higher manager, called me, as I said, after I left the hotel, telling me that they valued me and they appreciated me. I said, I know you appreciate me and you value my opinions, because 2 days ago you asked me, using my legal knowledge, not just medical knowledge, asking me about the new rules and because there will be new changes from 4th of October regarding COVID procedures and tests and all of this. So I know you valued me, but you act like you don't care. So they washed their hands properly. They said, oh, yes, but I wasn't there and I trust the managers and all of this.
So, do you think you'll be working in Britain again or off somewhere else?
At the moment, I'm here. They're waiting for me in April. for the second part of the project. This is what they told me, that, but how can I, they promised me that they will fire all the staff in Bari office because they know the situations, you know. And I'm talking about Dutch managers and Belgium managers, yeah, not English manager. So they said, we need time till April. We will have time to dissolve all this clan.
Yeah, but obviously, the problem is, you know, they've got a quite a big problem to deal with there. Anyway, look, it'd be lovely to talk to you when you go back. Lygia Wojka, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.